Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And we have to have a talk today. We have to have a talk. And it's about meme coins, and it's about the state of NFTs. And I know, especially meme coins, they're so hot right now, right? I get it. Everybody's into it. Well, not everybody, not me. And I want to tell you why. The difficulty with meme coins is that it overall makes the industry look like a joke. And this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I know I'm not the only one out here feeling this way. If you want your technology to be seen as useful for something other than money laundering, you need to do useful things with it. If you want your industry to be taken seriously, do serious things. So when you come out with meme coins, and it was fun and it was cute when there was just one or two of them, right? When it was just Doge and it was funny because Elon Musk was into it and that gave it some value, and otherwise it wouldn't really have any. Because why? Because it's a meme. It's literally a joke. It's for fun. That's it. Just for fun. Just for laughs. But when you proliferate it and it becomes an entire category, what are you saying? You're sending a message to the entire world that this is all blockchain is good for, or that this is the primary purpose of blockchain, or that this is the primary purpose of crypto. And it's literally a series of jokes. When it becomes the majority of what the industry is discussing and what the industry is talking about, it makes the industry look like a joke. It makes the technology not look useful. It's not a good look, I think is what I'm getting at. It's not a good look. People jump into these meme coins like it's the California Gold Rush all over again. Oh, this is my chance. I'm going to get rich. And then they don't. And then they get rugged. Why? They all go to zero eventually. Why? Oh, but not Dogecoin. Well, that's only because Elon Musk is into it. If Elon Musk was not into Dogecoin, it would go to zero. Why? And this gets back to a question that I got. A really good question I got that I've been kind of saving on one of the videos. Somebody asked for a comparison of what is the value being stored, what is the value backing any particular coin, what really is the value of, and I don't mean the price of Bitcoin, but the value behind it, right? Because a coin is worth whatever someone is willing to pay for it. It's like a house. It's worth whatever somebody is willing to pay. So how do people determine that value, right? And so scarcity is one way. And we had the Bitcoin halving recently, and that's very cool. So scarcity, fear of missing out. You can have a fear-based value like that. So scarcity is definitely one way to create value. It's the same as gold or silver or affordable housing. So you can, anything that's scarce is going to take on more value. So that's one way. And it has to have some utility. And for a long time, Bitcoin did not have any particular utility. People started, though, then to buy things with it. So, okay, now it's taking on the utility of a currency. And now that it's actually the national currency of a nation, people kind of left that headline behind, but I'm still focused on that. That's a big deal. So for Bitcoin, its value is as a currency, and not just that, is as a scarce currency. A currency in which you do not have a government who will just print more willy-nilly. It's a very particular printing schedule. So then we have other coins out there that the value will be based on more traditional style utility and value capture. So Ethereum was one of the first big ones to come along, but Ethereum, Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, Geode, pick all your favorite ones, where smart contracts and apps are being built on the chain, and where the apps that are being built are doing something useful, right? Providing a service, creating a product, facilitating commerce, in the same way that Amazon or social media does, right? And so, like, for example, at Geode, we replaced all those guys, Amazon, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, etc., with smart contracts that facilitate that value, facilitate commerce, facilitate the individual in monetizing their own time, attention, and productivity. So when you're really capturing time, attention, creativity, productivity in the apps that are on a chain, then I think you could make the argument that the value of the coin associated with that chain is based on the value you're capturing and the value you're facilitating that's flowing through those apps on that chain. So then we get back to meme coins, right? And everybody's jumping on the bandwagon, and it's almost embarrassing how much everybody's jumping on the meme coin bandwagon right now, because it's not just these poor noob traders that are coming into the space and they think it's going to make them rich. And the reality is whoever created the coin is getting rich off of them and their stupidity, call it what it is, for joining in on it. And a few people will make money and most won't. And they'll go to zero, because what's the value behind it? Nothing. It's just funny. So, and take a look at the comparison with like Dogecoin. Then if you don't have a major name celebrity touting it, and it's got to be a big one, there's no real value to it, right? There's no actual value to keep it going long term. So they'll go to zero eventually, except for the ones that end up with like an Elon Musk behind them. And for as long as he is. And so even take Dogecoin as probably the first major meme coin to get anywhere. The only reason it did is because Elon Musk was into it. He thought it was hilarious. He thought it was funny. He goes, watch this, I'm gonna pump it. All he has to do is tweet something about it. Tweet a picture of a Doge and the price of Doge will go up. He owns it, basically. He owns the fate of that coin, regardless of how decentralized the rest of that coin distribution may be. He can make that coin, and he has single-handedly, and he can break that coin single-handedly. I don't know about y'all, but I'm a value investor, and I would not want to be involved with a project whose future was that vulnerable to the opinions of one person. That is not decentralization. Now, the rest of the memes, so new traders get into it thinking it's going to make them rich. It's a gold rush all over again. Will it? Yeah, probably not. You'll get a few side cases of people who do well with it. For the most part, no. You've got exchanges jumping on board. Why? Because everybody's trading them. They want the trading fees. It's a business case. They're trying to make profit. I get it. They're like, hey, that trades a lot of volume. I want that. So, of course, they're going to jump on board. But exchanges jumping on board with the meme coins gives the appearance of validity, right? It gives the appearance of social proof of legitimacy that doesn't really exist for these coins. And so because it shows up on the exchange, any one of these meme coins, because it shows up on the exchange, any major exchange, people think that that means that coin has some kind of real value or integrity. But just because an exchange lists a coin does not mean they think it's a good project or a project of value or a project of integrity. They think that's a project that's going to make them a lot of trading fees, period, because that's what's important to them. So don't take that as a sign that there's some kind of legitimacy or integrity associated with that project when there really may not be any at all, and quite the opposite sometimes, more often than not. So then you've got the rest of the world looking from the outside at what the blockchain and crypto world is doing. You have the SEC watching, you have the CFTC watching, you have other world governments watching, trying to figure out what they're going to do with this. And you've got groups of people like me trying to say this is a super useful technology. And then they look at what's going on in our industry and it's all joke coins. And they look at that and they go, is that really the best you can do with it? And there are other projects, there are plenty of projects like Geode that are creating real value, that are facilitating real value. And I'm not the only one. There are decentralized physical infrastructure projects, amazing ones, very, very cool. So there are projects like Althea. There are projects like Giant Protocol. There are projects, oh my gosh, there's a ton of them out there. Decentralizing physical infrastructure, decentralizing communications for resilience, decentralizing all kinds of economic activity. There's so much out there. But you don't get to hear about them so much because it just hasn't happened to be the hot topic right now. So when other industries and other governments are looking from the outside in at what this blockchain and crypto industry is doing, what do they see? Money laundering and jokes. So of course the SEC is still on the warpath. Of course these other governments are looking at how they can lock this down and stop it from happening. Of course they are. I mean, yeah, I know. It all began because they couldn't control it as a currency. I don't think they're concerned about that with meme coins. But look at how this creates the perception of a worthless technology and a worthless industry when it's really, really not. It's really not. And that's my beef with meme coins. That's my beef. I don't like them because, one, they trick people into thinking that they're going to get rich quick, and it's not true. They facilitate a perception that this industry is a joke and that the technology is not useful. Right? Balloons. There it is. There's your meme coin demo right there. Balloons going past on my video. The irony of that is not lost on me. If you want this industry and this technology to be taken seriously and to be seen as useful, you need to do serious things and you need to do useful things. And you need to stop pulling people into crypto on the basis of a lie, which is you're going to get rich quick. Because a lot of these people are going to get rugged. They're naive. And they're gonna lose everything. Because they're going to be dumb enough to do that. They are. Because they don't know. Because they believe some line some influencer said. Oh yeah, this meme coin to the moon. Sure. No. A few people will do well and most won't. It's the California gold rush all over again. But here's the good news, because I don't want this to be nothing but a downer. The good news is that as this industry moves through its, I was going to say adolescence, but are we actually in toddlerhood here? I feel like we're in blockchain and crypto's adolescence. And as it moves through, and I think, you know, how do you know that an industry is in its adolescence? It's doing a lot of really dumb stuff, like a really lot of stupid stuff that will be its ultimate demise, or at least be its major regret later on. I think that's the definition of adolescence, really. We're going to get through it. And when we do, there will be a point in time when the value investors start moving in. And who are the value investors? The angel investors, the VCs, the hedge funds out of New York and other major capitals in the world, the stock exchanges and things like that. When the big money that's focused on long-term value, that's looking for blue chip, that's looking for real value creation, not something that is going to suffer the whims of a single person's opinion, not something that's going to be guaranteed to go to zero eventually, that's got no real actual value behind it, those people are going to be coming in looking for the high value. The real value, the long-term steady value, the long-term actual capture of value. And when the value investors show up and the industry is ready to kind of turn and focus its conversations on that in the general social media town square and focus its conversations on the incredible utility that this technology can have. Geode is showing you a little tiny piece of this so far, just a little bit. But there is so many industries this technology can revolutionize. Real estate, infrastructure, communications, governance, holy cow, voting, shipping, international trade, you name it, enormous. And we're barely beginning to touch the edge of that iceberg. But the day will come. The day will come because the value projects are out there and they're building hard and they're creating this long-term value. And I know because I talk to them all the time. Geode is one. There are a ton of others. They exist. They're just not in the main conversation right now. So if you're out there and you're thinking that blockchain is a joke and that it's not useful and that crypto is a joke and not useful, I understand why you feel that way, because this focus on meme coins sure makes it look that way. It makes the whole industry look that way. From the exchanges, it makes them look like a joke. It makes the investors look like a joke. It makes the projects literally are jokes, so that's legit. I understand why you have that perception. And I want to emphasize that that is not the full truth of what's going on in this industry. The utility is there. So bear with this industry while we get through our adolescence and start doing some smarter things and presenting what this technology can actually do. And you're going to be blown away. You're going to be absolutely blown away. Start with Geode. Look at some of our partners. Go to our partners page where we highlight other projects that are doing incredible work, setting humanity free on the fronts of decentralized infrastructure, communications, and so many more. Oh, gosh. Building construction. We're going to revolutionize that. So the utility is there, I promise you. And when the big money value investors start moving into the space and looking for that, then you, I think you will see that being highlighted. And if you're building in this industry right now, come on, y'all. Come on. Show what this tech can do. And let's blow the world away. All right, that's my opinion, why I don't love meme coins. That's my rant for today. Thanks for joining along with me. If you feel the same way, please like and share this out. Comment on it. Share it out. I know I can't be the only one who feels like that. So thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.